Hello, my name is Arit Cohen. I'm a lead program manager in the Windows Store. I'm here to talk to you about how you can make the most amount of money with your apps. We believe that Windows 8 provides the greatest developer opportunity ever. If you take a look at the Windows ecosystem, Windows has sold over 650 million copies of Windows 7 in 200 plus countries, in 100 plus languages, really providing a great basis for you to understand what is the potential audience for people to be able to get your app from the Windows Store. The Windows Store will be available in 220 plus countries and regions around the world. It will be available for developers in over 100 plus countries and regions around the world to submit their applications as well. We'll enable you to offer local pricing and settlement in over 70 countries around the world. How does the fee structure work for this is obviously one of the next most important questions for you. Well, we start with a 70% going to you, a 30% store fee on your application. Once your app gets to $25,000 worth of sales, it switches to a 20% store fee, so 80% goes to you. How do you define the pricing? Well, it's up to you. You can choose from any of our price tiers that are translated into all the currencies that that are supported by the Windows Store. Those price tiers range from $1.49 all the way to $999. Once you've created your price point, now you have to decide how you're going to sell your app. So when we take a look at the flexibility and the options that the Windows Store provides, we really provide four different options for you on how you can make money with your app. The first option you have is to have your app be a one-time purchase via the Windows Store. You can offer a trial version of your app to increase the amount of users that will install and get started with your app before they make the final purchase decision. Offering purchases over time. Either those are persistent purchases, a persistent in-app purchase, or it's an expiring in-app purchase that will expire after a predefined amount of time. Third option that you have is to use your own commerce system. Why would you want to use one of those? Well, maybe you're fulfilling physical goods. Maybe you're trying to do your own subscription behavior. Maybe you've got an existing relationship and a billing relationship with your customers, and you don't want or need to rely on the Windows Store commerce system for that. Lastly, the fourth option for how you may choose to make more money with your app is to be ad-supported. In that case, you may use the Microsoft Ads SDK, or you may use your own. So let's take a look at the decisions you've got to make when you decide to sell your app via the Windows Store. First is, what is the price point that you want to make? You do that by selecting one of the price tiers. The second is whether or not you offer a trial. We highly, highly recommend that you do offer a trial. Looking at data from the Windows Phone Marketplace, we see that apps that offer trials make 7 times the revenue of apps that don't offer trials. 7 times the revenue. Users really want to be able to feel, touch, play, use your app, understand the value that they're getting from it before they decide to make that purchasing decision. Now, you've got a couple options about how you do that. One is, you want to offer them the fully featured functionality for a period of time. Great. It's very, very simple to do that in the Windows Store. When you upload your application, all you need to do is select the duration that you would like that trial to be, and Windows Store takes care of the rest of it for you. It takes care of when that expiration happens, prompting them to make the purchase. And it really gives the opportunity for the user to get the full functionality of your app and really understand it and then make a qualified purchasing decision. The other option is that you can invest and use the Windows Store APIs to create a feature differentiated trial, where you have some functionality that is only available in the full version as opposed to in the trial version. Now that you understand that trials matter, let's see how you would take advantage of this for your app. So when you make your decision that you want to sell your apps, and there's a couple basic decisions that we said that you had to make. First is, which is the price that you want? And you can see here that you can select from the set of price tiers that are available. This is on the selling details page of your release as you're onboarding a new app or updating the app that you have in the store. You can also decide, what's your free trial period? Do I have a trial? No. Do I have a trial that never expires? In that case, likely you're going to do some feature differentiation. Or do you want to do a 1, 7, 15, or 30-day trial? If what you want to do is a fully featured trial and letting the store take care of making renewals, upgrades, reports on all of that, you can easily just select here, I'd like to make a 7-day trial. I've personally sat through and tried to decide, what is the best way to monetize my application? Do I want to have a trial that expires after a period of time? Well, for this particular application, which tracks the growth of your kids, probably not that meaningful because people are going to be coming back to it relatively infrequently, like when they're doing doctor visits or that and trying to check up on how their kids compare. I could also do it via in-app purchase. Have a free version that has some limited functionality and use in-app purchase to do it. But in the case of the version that's out on the Windows Store, you'll notice that it has a trial that never expires. With that, let's take a look at how that experience shows up in the store for end users that are trying to acquire this app. We look for the Growth Tracker app. We can go select it. You'll notice again all of the data that has been onboarded by the developer, in this case myself. In fact, you see nice pictures of my daughter on there. You can see that now you have a choice of buying it or trying it. In this case, I want to get the trial first. So I'm going to select trial, and boom, the installation begins. We can launch straight from the notification that showed up, and now the application is available. You'll notice that I used the feature differentiation APIs to, for example, show that it's a trial version, as well as show that you can buy now. There's some functionality that's not available in the trial, but you'd have to go make that purchase. I can go and interact. There's a lot of the base functionalities there, so I can add my first child, Lila, and I can go and add one of her pictures that I want to select in there. Obviously, I can add more and more data. Another thing that I've done from a feature differentiation perspective is, for example, I said when you wanted to add the second child, no. The trial version only enables tracking one child. It is just that simple for a user to get hooked on the trial version of your app and make the decision to continue with the purchase. As the next example of an option that you have for monetization, let's talk about in-app purchase. Cut the Rope is a popular game from Zepto Lab Limited. This game is going to use in-app purchases in order to really give you additional content and let you kind of play your way through the game. You'll notice here that it shows up as a free app in the Windows 8 store. When I go and install it, when I launch the app, I launch straight into the familiar Cut the Rope experience. I can go start playing. I only have access to the first level at this point, in the first box. I can go and take a look at the other boxes, at all the additional levels that are available, and if I click on one of them, I actually have access to buy all of it for $4.99. In this case, I do want to make that decision to buy. I enter my credentials and click OK, and the purchase is made. You can offer new in-app purchases to unlock new app functionality and updates to your app. You can even have in-app purchases that expire automatically, for example, giving 7-day access to the premium features in your app. It's that simple for you to offer an experience that enables many purchases over time from your users in your app. The next app I want to show you is one that uses its own commerce system, in this case, Newegg.com, a popular retailer for electronics and computer equipment. You'll notice here that they're actually allowing you to purchase physical goods that you can get fulfilled. In that case, you would not want to use the store commerce system. Other examples of this is you have a existing service or existing relationship with your own commerce system. I can go take a look at what are the deals of the day, select one of them, add it to my cart, and fulfill my transaction, checkout. You know, I can log in. Then I enter my payment information into the Newegg app. This is information that's shared with the Newegg website. So if I had already made a purchase from the Newegg website, it would already have that information. So for applications that have an existing relationship and purchasing experience with their customers that want to continue using that, they can continue to do so. In this case, there's no store fee for any of the transactions that go through because the commerce system, the support, and the transactions are done by the app vendor themselves. The fourth option for monetizing your apps is using ads. Let's take a look at the Microsoft Studio's game Wordament that has an ad-supported business model. You can use the Microsoft Ads SDK, or you can use any other Ads SDK that you'd want in your app. If you use another Ads SDK, it just needs to meet the same technical requirements. So you need to run along with your app through the app certification kit, and then you're good to go. The flexibility of choice extends to any ad provider that you would like to use for your app. Now that we've seen some examples of apps that show you how you can make money with your apps, let's recap a little bit about the different options that you have. The flexibility of options that you have from the Windows Store really comes down to four basic choices. One, are you going to sell your app directly via the store? In that case, we again highly, highly recommend that you use trials. A trial for your piece of software will cause more people to download it and will cause you to get a higher amount of revenue. You can also take your app and offer additional content and services over time. That functionality using in-app purchases can either be persistent and available to the user over time, or it can be tied to only be allowed for a specific period of time. You could decide to use your own commerce engine. For example, if you're selling physical goods, you may want to do that. Or if you have your own commerce relationship with your customers already. Advertising, like we saw in that last app. That advertising can either be using the Microsoft SDK, Ads SDK, or you can use any SDK or any advertising engine that meets the technical requirements of the Windows Store. Hopefully you see that the flexibility of options that the Windows Store provides is going to enable you to make the most amount of money with your app. Hopefully you'll join me as someone delivering great apps with the Windows Store, and you see why I believe this is the most significant developer opportunity ever.